May the joy, the peace, the hope, and the blessing of Easter be with every one of you, not only this day on Easter Sunday, not only this Easter week, not even only through the Easter season, these next 50 days, but each day, always. For we are called to be a people of faith, a people who are an Easter people, who not only proclaim, but live in the resurrection, the promise, and the life of the risen Lord. We are blessed today to welcome Kenneth Ryan into the communion, full communion in the Catholic Church. And we give thanks for the witness of his faith, his testimony, the profession of faith that he will share with all of us in just a few moments, the profession of our baptism and our baptismal faith in the Lord. And so we rejoice in a very special way with him. And today, let us keep in mind the many people all over the world who are new believers, neophytes, newly baptized, newly received, to share with us in the communion of faith in the church. Kenny's faith didn't just happen. I haven't had a long time to get to know him, and I haven't heard all the details of his faith story, but I don't think it came to him in a private vision or revelation. It was not a St. Paul moment on the road to Damascus when Jesus appeared and said, "Believe." It happens because of faith. The faith that he received, the faith that was nurtured and shared with him by other people, by believing people. And that faith continued to grow in his heart and in his life until now, at this point, he said, "Yes, let me seek to be fully in communion with the Catholic Church." But it is the faith that has been shared with him, the witness of believing people, that has brought him to this moment, to today. I would suggest that this Easter day is a wonderful day for us to reflect on our own faith story. How is it that you believe? How is it that you have joined us here today to celebrate Easter with your family, with your friends, perhaps by yourself, but with a believing community? How has that happened? What is your story of faith? It may be, as it was in my case, that I was baptized as a baby before I even had a chance. No question about that. A couple weeks after I was born, boom, I was baptized and grew up in a faith-filled family. And so the faith, in a sense, was something that was just a part of my life from the very beginning. And while that is true in my case, I can also think about and talk about the people in my family and other people around me from the time I was very little until today who have helped me to believe, who have reassured me, who have challenged me, who have called me forth to the following of Jesus, to being not only a disciple who believes and to try and live a Christian life, but also, as St. Peter says, someone who has been commissioned to preach the gospel and to testify that he is the one appointed by God as the judge of the living and the dead, to be a witness. Now, easy for me to say, you're looking and say, "Oh yeah, well, Father Tony, that's your vocation, isn't it?" And I would say, well, yes, that's true in a particular way on my ordination. But long before that, it was a commission that was given to me at my confirmation. And even before that, before I was even aware, given to me on the day of my baptism. And so in that sense, I am no more called and appointed, commissioned to preach to the people the faith that I have received than every single one of you who are baptized, every single one of you who are confirmed. And as Kenny, you will be commissioned in just a few minutes when you are anointed and blessed with the gift and the grace of the Holy Spirit. That is a commission given to every baptized person, every follower of Jesus. And so we are the witnesses, and we have to be the witnesses of all that Jesus did and said and taught and proclaimed. We have to be the witnesses to our Easter faith and hope in Christ. Because that's what it means to receive the Lord's call. And that also is the mission that has been given to us right now, right here in Cleveland, Ohio, in the 21st century. We live in a time in which there is an awful lot going on. Some of it is beautiful and wonderful, and it is signs to us of how the grace of God continues to work in our world. And there are beautiful and wonderful things such as we have not seen before that shows us that, in fact, yes, God is restoring all things in Christ. And blessed are we who have experienced that and witnessed that. We also live at the same time in an era in which there is great evil, great darkness, great injustice, great violence, where people are continuously and consistently used and abused, trampled on and ignored, treated as anything but beloved sons and daughters of God. And we live in the 21st century, certainly here in the West, in a society that has become increasingly secular, for whom the tradition of our civilization, the tradition that has been so formed by Christian thought and Christian belief for two millennia, is increasingly irrelevant. We live in an era in which what is called the nuns, no religious belief, no religious practice, has become increasingly common and seems to be growing ever more consistently. We live in an era in which not just believing, but the very thought of believing in a God, in a higher power, in something greater than ourselves, is not only ignored, but ridiculed. We live in an era, therefore, that as much as any other era needs the message of faith and hope that we have to offer because of our Easter faith. Because we proclaim and we believe with all of our hearts that Jesus is Lord, sent by God to save us and to save all of humanity. We need in our day more than ever to proclaim and to believe that in Christ's death and in his resurrection, God has defeated the power of sin, the power of evil, and yes, the power of death for all time and every time. That God has already won the victory. And what is really going on now in our world is the defensive response, a defensive response that continues to resist the gospel, that continues to resist God's goodness and God's love. Again and again and again, if we can look at our world with the eyes of faith, we see the real power that compassion has. We see the real power that mercy has. We experience again the unyielding strength of love. We see again not only the longing of justice, but the long, slow, patient, loving pursuit of justice and how it can change hearts and minds, not only policy, but people. Those are the signs of the gospel at work. Those are the signs of Christ's Easter victory. And every single one of us are called to believe and to hope, but also in our lives to be a sign of that love and compassion and justice and mercy and forgiveness in the way we treat each other, but also in the way that we live with everyone in every part of our lives. We are called as people of faith to testify by our lives of our faith and our hope in Christ and in the joy of this Easter feast. And so, yes, much joy to you, not only today on Easter, but tomorrow is Easter Monday, the second day of the Easter feast. And so don't let people say to you, well, how was your Easter? As if it is finished, and because everything happened on Sunday, and it's back to work on Monday. Present tense. How is your Easter? And what can you do to bring the joy and the hope and the faith of this holy season into your world, not just today on Easter, but tomorrow, wherever you may be, with whomever you may be. And so let us give thanks today for this Easter victory. Let us celebrate the gift of faith and the witness of faith that our brother Kenny witnesses to us. And let us ask God's blessing upon us all, that we may truly be an Easter people whose song is Alleluia, praise God, for Christ is risen indeed.